storm came through and it was bad. It looked like a bomb went off.
Shaletta Brundage says her family is used to dealing with hurricanes.
Hurricanes are like a dime a dozen down south in Louisiana and southeast Texas. You know, if you evacuated every time somebody said a hurricane was coming, you would never stay home.
Although she now lives in Minnesota with her family, many of her relatives are in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Brundage says most of her family actually did evacuate ahead of Hurricane Laura last week, but a few had to stay behind.
My Aunt Rosa was in the late stages of Alzheimer's and dementia. It's very difficult for her to leave the home. And her husband, of course, was not going to leave her side.
Brundage says her aunt, two uncles, and two cousins all stayed behind, hunkered down, and successfully weathered the storm.
The first night after the storm, when we checked in with everybody, they were all fine. Everybody was good. Nobody was hurt.
But things took an unimaginable turn just a day later.
When I talked to my mother, she broke the news to me that my daddy's sister, Rosa Lewis, his brother, Clyde Handy, his niece, Rosa's daughter, Kimberly Evans, and her husband, Chris Evans, had all died from carbon monoxide poisoning. In addition to that, my uncle Charles Lewis Sr. was in critical condition.
Her uncle Charles would ultimately lose his battle.
He was on life support and he passed away today.
Five deaths at essentially the same time in the same family.
At one time, we had five relatives who died tragically and suddenly after just talking to them the night before.
It turns out their generator, which they needed after losing power, would ultimately cause their deaths.
But that particular night, the wind was blowing and it partially closed the garage door. And so that sent the fumes into the house.
A devastating loss, made all the more difficult because much of the area is still ravaged.
It's difficult to plan anything because guess what? The funeral home, it's not there anymore. It's in the street. It's in the middle of the street. Yeah, because it was wiped away. The winds blew it into the street.
But Brundage says she and the rest of her family are relying on their faith and their will to make it through this.
But happiness is a choice. And if I can sit here with you today, after losing five of my most beloved family members, and still smile, then I'm letting everybody know that they can choose, no matter what is going on in their lives, to be happy.
Well, Shaletta tells me the family plans to have all five funerals together, but in a few weeks once they're able to finalize the details. Now, according to the National Safety Council, more than 400 people die from unintentional carbon monoxide poisoning each year. The council calls it the invisible killer. So here's what you can do to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. The National Safety Council recommends installing a battery-operated or battery backup carbon monoxide detector in the hallways near each sleeping area of your home. Change those batteries when you change the time on your clocks in the spring and the fall, and replace the detectors every 5 years. Also, never use a generator inside your home and never use a gas oven to heat your home. And the Centers for Disease Control says winter can be a prime time for carbon monoxide poisoning. Of course, as people are turning on their heating systems and warming up their cars and their garages. So as we head toward fall and winter, they just say people need to be extra careful. Rob?